showtime.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Pipes is writing down a lot of stuff. I'm just going to go from the gut.
And joining us now, Coach Bielma.
Josh Whitman joining us now.
You get to say all the cool name drops.
Do it.
Brad Underwood, our guest.
College hoops.
How do you lose to Jackson State?
Call up every single person in the media that didn't put Kofi first team All-American. And, I don't know, just play like clown noises.
I want to bet the Bears.
Oh. Michael Porter Jr. has been good, but he thinks the earth is flat, so I can't pick him.
Oh, boy.
Throw it up to Kofi, and he's just going to tear the rim off.
How is he so good?
All right, Hans, I'm going to mute you for a while.
Okay.
Oh, there's a timeout on the court!
So what we want to do is build a same-game parlay that will win all of us some money.
Maybe Rondale Moore could be Cooper Kupp, but he's not. Is it Instagram?
Yeah.
Is that what IG means?
I think you have to win the Big Ten title to win Big Ten Player of the Year.
Woohoo!
Wow, what a bad take.
Well, good morning. It is The Drive with Tay and Piper, Lante, Trevor Valise. Derek Piper, we assume, has made it to the outskirts of Atlanta. Where'd you say it was? Augusta, huh?
I thought it was in Augusta, but maybe I'm...
It might be right. You might be right. That'd be kind of cool. I assume if it is that he took a little tour or has in the last couple of years to get as close as you can to Augusta, the golf course, I would
assume. It is in Augusta.
Okay. I wonder how close you can actually get to that golf course before they say, what are you doing? Like, who are you? My name is Derek Piper. I do a sports show in Philo, Illinois. And I assume then that would the gate would go right open, and there'd be a caddy waiting for him on the first tee. And it'd be a just a comped round at Augusta National.
I mean, he could make it further than a random citizen.
That's true.
Considering he's a credentialed member of the press.
That's true.
Now, they'd ask him why he was there to cover
nothing.
The Masters 6 months before the Masters, but
he goes out and slices the first ball out of bounds, and they're like, okay, that's enough of that. You can move now.
More than
you
6 months, more like 9 or 10 months.
Yeah. Well,
when is it?
It's in March or April.
Right,
April.
Right.
April.
Okay. So
that's about about middle. All right. So today on July 21st is a good day to be alive if you're hunting a contract. And I'll explain that here in a minute. Speaking of golf, Lance Ringler from Golf Week is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. I don't know if a lot of people knew this, but I follow Lance obviously on Twitter, and he's actually, I think this is maybe a little bit of his brainchild, and he's going to be, I need to know his exact role in this, but I think he's almost the director of this tournament. But think of, and I don't know that I want to say this to him, but in layman's term, I'm going to ask him this. You know, you have March Madness, you have the NCAA tournament that we all love in basketball. And then those that didn't make the NCAA tournament then make the NIT. You know, not everybody, but that next level of teams make the NIT.
And then the next level make the CBI.
That's right.
By the way, Lante.
I'm still waiting.
Watch party.
Exactly. I'm still waiting for Illinois to make the CBI and we can have a huge bash at the City Center. It's already been cleared by all that need to know. So
celebrating your 18-15
right.
7th place Big Ten.
Of course,
finish.
That would get you in the NIT.
Yeah, you'd have to be, but you can't be below 500.
No, you'd have to be like so right at 500.
More like 16-16 or something.
Let's hope that watch party is a long way away because we were too dangerously close to it with Johnny Gross and Cruz. So, but I'm going to ask Lance Ringler about this tournament. So essentially it's, you know, we're spoiled. The University of Illinois golf team with Mike Small, they basically make the NCAA field every season. But if for some reason they would have a little bit of a hiccup one year and don't make the NCAA field, then this tournament might collect Illinois and then they would go. And it basically gives the kids another tournament to play while they're in college or before they leave. So, you know, we always talk about how bowl games give football coaches an extra 15 days of practice or whatever. Well, it's kind of similar to golf. So I'm excited to talk to Lance about that at the bottom of the hour. We'll ask him his thoughts on Cameron Smith winning the Open and doing what he did. I mean, Lance, he loves golf, so we'll do that. 5:30, Derek Piper, the aforementioned, is at Peach Jam down in Augusta, Georgia. He's going to join us at 5:30. He was going to be 5:05, but I think that's like the second half of one of the games he's watching.
Mm.
So yesterday I texted him and I said, well, would 5:30 work better? And in true Piper fashion, I just heard from him. And he said, yes, that 5:30. No, I'm kidding. I'm just giving him. Whenever we're not here, you're at the mercy of the other two.
Yep.
So I think,
that means next week.
In fact, I'm giving. Inside joke, I'm giving myself.
Next week, Lon better prepare.
Oh, boy.
Because
that's
he's
right.
gone for 2 days. So.
Yeah, I'll be flying south. I cannot wait.
Which, by the way, just quickly. Programming note, tomorrow the pregame for the Cardinals starts at like 4:30,
yes.
So we're just not going to worry about having a 22-minute show, especially with no sports going on.
I mean, we couldn't even do the drink game.
Right.
I may have to do that tonight.
We wouldn't even reach it.
No, we wouldn't even get to that point. So, all right. But Derek Piper will join us at 5:30. Okay, when I said that today, July 21st, is a good day if you're hunting a contract, two things have happened. One is official. Georgia, the Bulldogs have awarded Kirby Smart, their football coach, a new 10-year, $112.5 million contract, making him the highest-paid coach in college football. Now, then it says sources, so I apologize. I said it was official. It's not, but I assume that's likely to happen. So Kirby Smart will then make $11.25 million to surpass, Nick Saban, I assume?
It was, yeah.
As the highest paid college football coach. Coaches are now making almost $12 million a year in college football. Trevor, what do you think of that?
I mean, a rising tide lifts all boats. If the Georgia players can make $1 million on an NIL deal, I guess the coach gets a
good
bump
call.
Too. I mean, look, he won a national title in the most important conference in the country at one of the biggest, most prestigious football schools in the country. So,
well said.
I mean, that all lines up. It'd be like, you know, if Coach K was still in his prime and younger and won another title with Duke, you're going to get all the money you could ask for and more.
Amen.
It is interesting because he sort of had I'm just looking at his Wikipedia page. It's not like he had a very, linear and step up after step up type of career.
Yeah.
I mean, he became Georgia's coach in 2016 after being the Alabama assistant head coach and defensive backs coach.
I was going to say he was at Alabama.
He
right?
was.
Okay.
And he was for about 7 years.
Oh,
but,
wow.
But he never rose to the level above assistant head coach / defensive backs
Got
coach.
It.
Before that, he was the Georgia running backs coach, a Florida State GA, and then a D3 defensive coordinator. So it's just interesting to see him go from, you know, D3 to running back coach to assistant head coach to, hey, you're Georgia's head coach. And now he's like,
that's incredible.
And I'm not saying, I mean, obviously they saw something in him
sure.
when they hired him.
Sure.
It's just interesting because he doesn't necessarily have the resume that screams
that is pretty impressive.
The highest paid person in football.
That's pretty impressive.
But here he is.
Can you Google or whatever you do over there? The top 10 highest paid college
sure.
football coaches. I'd like to go through that list real quick.
By the way, he's 67 and 15 at
wow.
Georgia.
Okay. In the toughest conference in football. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Good call on that. Interesting. And now the next guy to feud with Nick Saban.
Well, because he actually beat him.
Right.
I mean, Jimbo can feud all he wants. I guess
right.
they did beat him last year in the regular season.
Yes, he did.
But a lot has been made about how former Saban assistants
mm-hmm.
can never seem to beat Saban.
I love it.
And so the fact that he did in that title game was obviously notable. Okay, I have the top 10.
Okay, so Marcus Smart.
Wow, top 10 college football coach, Marcus Smart.
He's not just your flashy, rough, tough guard for the Boston Celtics. He's also the top-paid college football coach. Welcome, Marcus Smart.
You want me to go down from 1 or up from 10?
Let's go up from 10.
Okay, number 10, Jimbo Fisher.
Okay.
$7.5 million at Texas A&M. Hasn't really done a whole lot.
No.
They upset Alabama in the regular season, but other than that, I mean, it's not like they've been to, you know, back-to-back-to-back Sugar Bowls or something.
Right, right, right. Good call.
Mario Cristobal is number 9. He's now at Miami. Ooh. He was the Oregon coach that Miami poached away. He's making $8
million. Wow.
And this is his first year at Miami.
Okay, so he better make hay.
He better.
Okay.
Miami ponied up for him, so. Number 7 is Dabo Swinney.
Okay.
I'm surprised he's that low,
I am
honestly.
Too.
He makes $8.3 million.
I mean, he's won, what, one or two?
Two.
National titles?
And
two
been
national
in two
titles.
More.
Wow.
Right? Or one more.
That is surprising. You know what? It's time for Sweeney to get a little bit of a raise. That's what I'm thinking.
Probably.
I think it's time.
David Shaw, Stanford.
Wow.
Is number 7. He makes $9 million
what?
A year.
Stanford pays their coach $9 million.
The blurb here on USA Today says, it might come as a huge surprise for you to see David Shaw amongst the highest paid coaches in the country. The Stanford Cardinal coach thrived in his early years as the Jim Harbaugh replacement. delivering 5 double-digit win seasons in the 2010s, something Stanford had never done.
Wow.
Shaw shouldn't be in any danger of being fired right now, but it's fair to say his win-to-salary ratio hasn't been stacking up lately.
I would assume. I have not really heard much about Stanford for the last couple of seasons.
Ever since Andrew Luck left.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Number 6, $9.5 million
is
right.
Where's Andrew Luck right now?
Retired. I don't know what he's doing.
He was like the smartest guy on the planet.
People freaked out when he did that.
Yeah.
He's made probably close to $500 million.
Right.
And he just said, I'm good at 29 and he's living his life.
And he's probably making almost that much at whatever next endeavor he is doing.
Super smart
guy.
He
is super smart.
And he decided, hey, I don't want to not remember my name in 10 years.
Exactly.
So I'm good.
You know who's like that? but he continues to do what he's doing, although he's really slowed down, is Ryan Newman on the NASCAR circuit. He graduated from Purdue, an aeronautic like engineer or something, and I think he's one of those guys that they've just said is brilliant. Like when they get around race cars, I mean, other drivers will be like, hey, Ryan Newman, here's all these numbers. We can't figure out what they are. Can you, you know, like kind of just explain this to us?
Explain
and he
it
does.
To us like we're five.
Right.
You know?
But if you remember in the Daytona about 2 or 3 years ago, he's the one that flipped over. It was a remarkable crash that he lived through that. But they took him to the hospital. I think he was out of it for a while. And he was lucky. He said he's lucky to, you know, see his daughters and walk out of the hospital. So, but anyway, I'm sorry. I interrupted.
Ryan Day is number 6.
Okay.
$9.5 million at Ohio State. His record is 34-4.
And at 5:05, we're going to go through 24/7 Sports, which is the host platform. Is that the right way to say it for Illini Inquirer?
Yeah.
Parent. Yeah, a parent, yeah. So they had all of their guys and gals that cover their Big Ten teams, for instance, Jeremy Werner with the Illini, predict how the Big Ten race would finish, and I want to go through some of that. We'll do that at 5:05, and of course, Ryan Day's Ohio State team, as you can imagine, will be ranking high on that list.
Ryan Day was earning $6.6 million, and then last year it says Ohio State finally bumped his salary up to $9.5 million.
Wow.
As if everyone was just waiting for that to
Poor
happen.
Poor guy.
Tied for 6th is Mel Tucker, $9.5 million at Michigan State. Lots of people had head turns when they signed him to, I believe it was a 10-year,
yes,
$95 million extension after one season.
My head not only turned, it turned all the way around. Like, in The Exorcist.
They went 9-3 in his first season.
He better continue to be that guy.
Then they went 2-5 during the COVID season.
Oh, boy.
So.
Okay.
I don't know.
I mean, he had a good season last year, so we'll see. We'll see if he can continue to do that. A lot of it was with portal guys. And of course,
right,
he grabbed Daniel Barker from Illinois. So I think he's a kind of a portal kind of guy. I don't know. I haven't followed it closely enough, obviously, if he's doing, you know, whereas Lovey came in here with and just said, I'm just playing freshman. And in 4 years, we're going to win with these guys that have had experience. I don't know if Tucker is just basically saying, I've got to get these portals until we get our recruits up and running, or if he's going to just simply rely on the transfer portal each year, which I think is not a bad strategy. I think the
not
way
at this
and,
point.
And so many kids are available. I think if you're pretty good at the portal in terms of, you know, like Brad Underwood has been, I think it's a great strategy. I would hate each year to have to know that I have to pick up, you know, 7 or 8 impact guys on a portal. I wouldn't like that. But certainly if you needed 4 guys like a Daniel Barker, I think Mel Tucker's done a pretty good job of that.
Yeah, he's very progressive in both being active with NIL and being active with the portal. So
good
we'll
call.
See where that. Number 4, Brian Kelly.
Ah, yeah.
Known Southern accent guy at LSU. He's making $10 million.
When I hear his name now, I cannot and never will be able to get the image of him and the player with their backs against each other, and it's going in circles. Do you recall this video?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
I will never be able to get that out of my head.
It was a recruiting video.
Oh, my goodness.
I would describe it as haunting, frankly.
Right. If I were his kids, I don't know that Brian Kelly has children. I would have called him immediately and said, Dad, you've got to get that off of every social media platform. That is the most embarrassing thing that anyone has ever done to the Kelly name. It was horrible.
And so he had that days after he faked a Southern accent.
That's right.
Days after he said he wouldn't ever leave Notre Dame and then did.
He was on a roll, y'all.
He pulled the old Irish exit.
That was good. That
number was good. Three is Nick Saban. He makes $10.753 million. I don't know why we need to specify that, but
well,
I guess that's...
it probably put him over the top of another coach when he got that .3.
Yep, but behind Lincoln Riley.
Wow.
At USC, who's number two.
Okay.
At $10.9 million. And then number one, Kirby Smart, his new deal, 11 or 12
Where does
point
it
whatever
end?
Million.
Where does it end? Can you pull up the top 10 basketball coaches?
I think it's less.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is. But where does this cap off? I mean,
look, if we're going to go to 20 team super leagues, it's only going to get
right.
I say worse. I don't mean worse, but it's only going to get.
I mean, in
bigger
in 5 years, if I'm still doing the show, am I going to be talking about a coach that signed a $20 million a year contract?
Probably. Honestly.
Wow. And, of course, they make a lot of money.
I mean, we sat here, and I remember when Stanton signed with the Yankees. It was the largest deal in sports history.
Yes.
That was, like, what, 2 years ago? Mm-hmm. He's now, like, the 19th largest. I mean,
that's unbelievable.
It just keeps changing.
It does. It does. And you know what? It's all driven by TV money. That is exactly what it's driven by. I know that Notre Dame and Alabama, I know that they absolutely sell out every game. I get that. And there's no doubt that they make money off that and profit off that. But it's all about the money or the TV revenue. And, of course, the Big Ten has the Big Ten Network, which I think still is the most successful of any of the college.
Oh, hands down.
It's not even close,
hands
right?
Hands down, yeah.
And then the SEC Network, of course, which is part of ESPN, I believe. I'm sure that that's a fairly successful, venture as well. So, And then you top that off with, you know, teams that make it to the College Bowl Championships or whatever it's called, and just your everyday CBS showing SEC, Fox FS1 showing Big Ten. I mean, it's just the money is gigantic out there, and that's why they can afford a lot of this because, you know, schools are getting huge money off those deals. So Saban was three. I'm sorry, before we get to basketball.
So Lincoln Riley was two, and Kirby Smart was
okay.
one.
Okay. Perfect.
Basketball, I got the top 20, and I say 20 and
so
start.
So the Big Ten has the top two coaches.
Yes. No.
No, I'm
Kirby
sorry.
Smart
what
isn't.
Am I thinking?
They have one of the top two.
I was thinking Ryan Day and Mel Tucker. So, but they have three in the top six.
Correct.
It's pretty impressive.
I'm going to do the top 20, and that's only because number 20 for college basketball is Brad Underwood.
Can you do me one other favor?
Yep.
With regards to football, is every one of those coaches either an SEC or Big Ten coach? I mean, I know that Lincoln Riley's Pac-12, and we can't claim
he's gonna be.
We can't claim him until 2024. So I guess technically he's not. I mean, he signed that as a Pac-12 guy,
and it was Pac-12 money, quote unquote, without the Big Ten helping them get that money by partnering.
Right.
So technically, that is one Pac-12.
Yep.
Brian Kelly, LSU, that's Notre Dame. Mel Tucker, Michigan State, that's Big Ten. Ryan Day, David Shaw.
Oh, that's right.
Stanford is Pac-12 as well. And then Dabo Sweeney is Clemson,
that's
which
interesting.
Is
ACC. So it's
and
not...
Mario Cristobal is Miami,
oh,
which
that's
is
right.
ACC.
So it's not just a dominated SEC Big Ten thing.
But, I mean, you look, number 11 is Lane Kiffin, Ole Miss. Number 12, Jim Harbaugh, Michigan. Number 13, James Franklin, Penn State.
Mm-hmm.
Pat Fitzgerald is number 14
wow.
at Northwestern.
What's he make?
$5.7 million.
Okay.
Steve Sarkisian, Texas, $5.5 million. He's going to be SEC in a year.
That's
when,
right.
When he leaves the Big 12. So,
yep.
I mean, yeah, there's a lot of SEC and Big Ten.
Where's
in here.
Coach B on that? Is he about 3 points some?
I have no idea.
I was thinking he made about $3
million. Well, some. I mean, that is what he makes, but in terms of the list.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I don't
okay.
know if that's in the 40s or 50s or where that
he's
is.
He's going to need that to pay his power bill on that new house he's building. Or has built. I don't know if it's done. I actually drove by there one day.
I need to swing by there.
Yeah, you should.
He's
out there
by
Coach Underwood.
Right.
You know, right there. So, yeah, I think, I mean, it is a gigantic house. Gigantic house. It's going to shade Brad Underwood, basically. You know, Brad's wife is never going to be able to go out and get sun in the garden because Brett Bielema's house is gigantic. So, all right. Now, you said Brad Underwood sits at 20.
I did. It says here $3.5 million. He signed a new extension about a few months ago, if you remember, and I think that bumped him to 4.1.
You're talking Brad?
Yes.
Okay.
At some point of this new extension. So, I don't know that the $3.5 million that they say he's making, according to USA Today, is as up-to-date as it could get.
Got it.
Because I think at some point here, plus he had the incentive if he won the Big Ten. That was an extra $500,000 or whatever. So, he may not be 20th. He might be more like 16th.
Okay.
But at least according to this, He's 20th.
$4 million in Champaign-Urbana. Is that going to make, I mean, is that going to get you where you need to go?
I think so. I mean, I know gas is rough right now, but I think that would do it.
In his dealer car that he didn't have to buy.
Right.
And good for these guys. I'll tell you what, I know $4 million. You can't work enough hours to say that you deserve $4 million. In terms of, I mean, he deserves it, but in terms of just absolutely proving your worth, the coaches, they work nonstop. The hours are ridiculous. They hardly have any family life. There's a lot of that I don't know that I would trade because, and I think I'm not alone here. I think the majority of our listeners, they love going to their kids' games and stuff and seeing piano recitals and seeing in choir and Christmas shows. And a lot, these coaches miss a lot of that, including watching their own kids play. And so I just don't know, though. You got to work a lot of hours to make $4 million seem like, yeah, I only make about 16 an hour.
What's interesting is Underwood's right behind Scott Drew.
Really?
Who I would have thought would be top five.
I agree.
At Baylor. He makes $3.3 million.
They might not have the kind of money.
Maybe not.
They might
not. So Underwood is technically making more than Scott Drew right now at Illinois. Although, like you point out, maybe that's just because of Baylor.
I wonder.
Mick Cronin, new to the Big Ten, coming soon, $3.7 million. He's 15th. Fred Hoiberg is 14th.
If you're a truck driver or a truck driver, listen to this.
Maybe I did do that. Sorry.
Fred Hoiberg, not a truck driver, makes $3.7 million. Dana Altman at Oregon makes $3.8 million.
Illinois sent a truck full of wine to Fred Hoiberg, you know, but true, but true. Certainly Fred, not a truck driver.
Bruce Pearl is 12th. He makes $3.9
million. Boo.
Eric Musselman is 11th. He makes $4 million. Probably going to get a raise because Arkansas is the number one team in the country heading into the season.
They are good again.
They have like 8 5 stars on their roster.
Who beat them in the NCAA tournament?
They played Duke.
Oh, and I think that would have been good memory.
Either Elite Eight or Sweet 16.
Was that up in that top left corner?
Yes. yes, it was.
I can't. Every year you'd be like, Lon, who won the national title last year? I'm like, I don't know.
Yep.
But if you said, okay, Villanova, I'd be like, they were in the bottom left corner.
Totally with you.
It's amazing.
Totally with you.
If that doesn't tell you young kids out there that if you just do your homework and stare at something long enough, you're going to retain it. Now, granted, I don't know if I looked at algebra that long that I would still retain it. I doubt it.
Illinois lost in the top right.
Yep.
That's where Houston and Illinois were at.
That's exactly right. It's amazing how that works. And I assume it's good in your brain until the next bracket comes out.
Yeah, because I couldn't tell you two years ago
where
it was.
Yeah. I agree.
I'll quickly go through top 10.
Yeah,
I know we got to get to Lance Ringler in a minute. Bob Huggins, number 10 at $4.1 million. Jamie Dixon at TCU is $4.3 million. He's ninth. That's kind of interesting. Chris Beard at Texas, he's 8th, $5.2 million. Rick Barnes at Tennessee, probably one of the more underrated guys nationally. Tennessee's always seemingly in the Sweet 16 every year.
He
makes $5.3 million.
Rick Barnes seems like the most boring, basic guy I've ever met in my life, but he's won wherever he's been. I mean, he had Kevin Durant.
He's never not won,
right?
For the most part.
Exactly.
I mean, Texas fired him, but like that was just because he went 20-12 too many straight years.
That's incredible.
Jay Wright was 5th at $6.1 million. Obviously, he said, I'm good with that, and I'll see you on a beach.
See you.
Coach K was 4th at $7.3 million. So keep in mind, you know, Kirby's making $12 million as the top college football coach. Now we're getting to the top basketball. Izzo is number 3. He makes $8.3 million.
Wow.
So Izzo is comparable to Ryan Day.
Is that worth it at Michigan State?
Nope.
I think it is.
Not anymore.
I know, but Heathcote won a national title there and did his thing. But I feel like Tom Izzo has then even elevated that. Even though Michigan State had won a national title with Magic, I feel like Izzo has elevated that program to the next level. You could almost blue blood that program.
Yeah.
But you're right.
He refuses
to
be in the portal.
I know. Not in the last 10 years.
Calipari is 2 at $8.6 million. And then Bill Self is number 1 at $10.5 million.
Wow, that's a big... That's a big difference between 1 and 2.
I'm surprised that any of these coaches reach double digits.
I agree.
So
Bill Self by almost $2 million is the highest paid.
Correct.
That's a big.
And he's making what Lincoln Riley is making to be USC's football coach.
And he's 2.
Yep.
So there's not that far off. I thought it would be more than
No, but there's more that are making 7-plus million in football, whereas it's only the top 4 that make 7-plus million in basketball.
I mean, there's just more money generated in football. Right. So, all right. That was good stuff. Good stuff there. Yeah, that's an interesting thing. The other thing that, by the way, Kyler Murray, The word is that he has signed a $230 million deal with $160 million guaranteed to play for the Arizona Cardinals for the next however many years. I think he's there till 2028. So I will. I feel like as a Cardinals fan, I will tell you I don't like it. I don't like giving him that much money. I just feel like it's going to handcuff the Cardinals in the future. Now, do I like having a good quarterback, one of the top quarterbacks on my team? Yes. I don't know, though. Like, you had told me that he makes like $0.01 million more than Josh Allen, just to say he can.
In guaranteed money.
In guaranteed money. I will gladly take Josh Allen over Kyler Murray in a heartbeat. And so, I don't know. I think this is one of those, you know, you better stop your whining. You better stop your little games of, well, I don't want to go in to finish this game against the Rams in the playoffs because you're a sulking little baby. You better show up, man. You better. I think he's got to mature. He's got to be more of a leader on that team. He's got to show up. And you know what? You got to win. And that means not just winning the first 10 games. You have to win late in the season, and you have to win in the playoffs. And so this is now a show-me contract for me. The Kyler Murray, you know what? You've been wanting this. You think you're worth it. Then you better stay healthy, and you better prove it. And by staying healthy, I understand you can't avoid injuries, but Murray has a lot of these little – the way he plays is the problem for the way he gets injured, with hamstring issues, et cetera, because he's always running out of the pocket because he has to, because he can't see over any of the linemen to throw the ball. So, I don't know. I'm just telling you right now, I don't like it.
Okay.
I don't like – paying him that much money.
You were going to have to.
You're going to have to, but...
I mean, it was either that or not have him.
I know.
So
I'm just on record.
Sure.
Now, I hope in 4 years after we win a Super Bowl, everybody is calling the show and texting the show and saying, you're an idiot. But, I mean, they normally do that anyway. So that, I would be like, you're right. And Kyler Murray's my favorite player now ever in the history of the world. But I don't know. That's a lot of money for a kid that... I know he's had, 70 touchdowns, like 38 interceptions. He has certainly shown that he's one of the better quarterbacks in football. I just don't know that he's one of the top two in terms of how he's getting paid now. But I know it always just depends. Like you said earlier, it depends on where it falls.
Right
now,
in
3 years, he'll be the eighth highest paid quarterback. So,
by the way, just quickly, Brett Bielema was 24th.
Is he really?
So both Illinois football and basketball coaches, despite a lack of success in the last decade for both, they're both top 25 paid coaches.
And kudos to Josh Whitman. Kudos to everybody over there that has that raised the money. I mean, obviously, they had that, I can't remember what it was called, but they went over their goal where they were trying to get so many hundreds of millions of dollars, and they did that. So kudos there. And, of course, in the meantime, they keep building new structures. So a lot of money. It's a big business.
He's good at that.
He's very good.
If he'd like to start one for me, if for no reason in particular, I could see how high we could get it to go. I don't.
How much would Josh Whitman pay you and I to coach anything?
Roughly
$34,000.
Yeah, I think that'd be a good GoFundMe to start.
Yeah. Like, I'll be the assistant soccer coach for $43,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I need something else to do.
I'll hang out with Dan Hartlib for $40,000.
Actually, that's where I need to do.
Yeah.
You and I both. Dan Hartlib gets you and
I'll be the analytics guy that you hate.
And I'll just be the guy flashing bunt signs.
I don't know where Dan falls on that spectrum, but you and I will be on opposite ends of it.
I bet he hates it, but he knows he has to do it.
I'll be like, listen, Brandon, if you get your launch angle another 2 degrees higher, you're going to hit a car window on... On Florida.
On Florida. And then Hartlib looks at Brandon and goes, just hit the ball. Just hit the stinking ball.
And then Lon says, better than that, you can bunt the ball.
I know what you ought to do. They're not expecting you to bunt, Brandon. Lay it down. Lance Ringler's next. It's the Drive.
Long's Garage in Urbana and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer cost-effective solutions to your present engine or transmissions trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting new life into your present vehicle. Let Long's Garage install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and available premium service plan.
Call Long's Garage at 367-3942. Long's Garage, 217-367-3942.
Carl works every day to improve the health of community members across the region, and it would not be possible without team members like Sierra Poole, phlebotomy lab lead at Carl Foundation Hospital.
I get excited to come to work every day because it allows me to improve my skill every day, becoming better at the job so we can give better patient care to the patients that come in to get their blood drawn.
If you're looking for an opportunity to serve your community like Sierra, visit carl.org/careers.
PDR Automotive in Urbana has been providing quality auto repair service for almost 50 years. Trusted by AAA Motor Club, PDR employs ASE-certified technicians that use the latest in diagnostic equipment. They offer nationwide warranties and are even authorized to perform vehicle maintenance that won't void your factory warranty. Check them out 24/7 online at PDRauto.com. When you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
If you're looking for a wedding or special event venue, consider Homegrown, a farm-to-table restaurant brand new at the Atkins Golf Club that has plenty of terrific space for that special day with incredible photo opportunities on and around the golf course. They can take care of plenty of your wedding guests or guests for your special event. Go to eatathomegrown.com to get more information about a space that has current availabilities. It's eatathomegrown.com at the Atkins Golf Club at the University of Illinois.
Congratulations to Sarah Champagne. Sarah Honda has won the President's Award. This is an award recognizing the best Honda dealerships in America. Sarah Honda has achieved excellence in sales, service, and customer satisfaction. When you go into Sarah Champagne, you'll see what winning the Honda President's Award means with their outstanding focus on you. Visit Sarah Champagne and experience excellence with not only Honda, but GMC, Buick, BMW, and Subaru. Sarah Champagne, off Neal at Burwash in Savoy.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Georgia B at Stevie J Broadcasting, and you are listening to the amazing ESPN Radio 93.5.
Good little segment there going over all the top paid college basketball and football coaches. How about golf? We didn't look at that. We didn't look at that list.
Well, the list is growing in numbers thanks to...
Yes, it is.
Live.
Yes, it is. Yeah, I'm going to ask Lance Ringler about that. But from Golf Week, earlier today, Lance, I had you with Newsweek. So I it's just one of those days, Lance. It's Thursday, and it feels like it needs to be Saturday already. What's up, buddy?
Not much. How you been? Been a while.
Yes, same to you. And you know what? I think this year we're going to dislike each other again because Indiana and Illinois could be the top two teams battling for a Big Ten championship in basketball.
Yeah, that'll be all right. It'll be fun.
It will be. I agree. Hey, and if we come on, I just thought of this. Do you go to the Indiana football games with regularity?
If I'm not on the road with college golf, I'll be around, yeah.
Got it, because that Illinois-Indiana game, which is on a Friday, we are tossing around the idea of coming over and doing our show maybe in Bloomington. And,
absolutely.
Yeah, so if we do that and you're able to make it, I'd love to have you come join us. I think that would be fun.
What weekend is that game?
That is the second.
Labor Day weekend.
Is it Labor Day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Labor Day, yeah. I think I'm home. Yeah, I can help you guys out, get you guys a spot, and Yeah, let's do it.
That'd be awesome. Well, Lance, I tell you what, we're still working on things here, but if it comes to it, you will be contacted by me, and I appreciate that. I appreciate the offer. All right, Lance Ringler.
Absolutely.
Golf week, and you, my friend, need to be congratulated. I had no idea that this was in the works, but I want you to explain exactly what just happened and what was added to the college golf schedule.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty exciting on my from my standpoint, and it's something that I've been pretty passionate about for, oh my goodness, 8 years, and who knows how long I've been talking about it. But the problem was the NCAA did not allow a second postseason tournament for college golf. And when I say a second postseason tournament, the way it was regulated for years was a team was allowed to play in one. There was just one postseason tournament allowed, and that postseason tournament, obviously, was the NCAA championship.
Sure.
Well, if you think the easiest way to think about it is college basketball and how they have, how for many, many years, you know, they have the NIT. Now they have what, the CBI, right. The C, they have like four of them. So they allow many. Well, college, there was a rule passed back in May that basically said that college golf teams can now have a second post. There can be you can play in one. Basically, I think the way the rule is written is a team can play in one postseason event.
That's awesome.
So it doesn't matter what postseason event that is. The NCAA is one, but there's another. There's another 240 teams that don't get into anything.
Sure.
So we've decided to do. I've been talking about it for years and had the support from many coaches saying that they would play if there was one out there. I had a really good partner in Octane Southern Dunes down in Maricopa, Arizona, which is just south of Phoenix, about 30 minutes, and they've jumped on board and they want to host this. And so, yeah, we're going to have we're not calling it the NIT, we're calling it the NGI.
Oh,
so it's
okay.
The National Golf Invitational, and it'll be pretty much the same time the regionals are being played for NCAA golf. It'll be teams that weren't invited to the regionals. So it's really cool, really exciting, and I can't wait to be a part of it.
I bet, Lance. And again, congratulations, because I know a lot of work that we have no idea went into that. Now, I'll ask you this, similar to the NIT, where there's only a certain number of teams that make that. Obviously, those that don't make the NCAA tournament, there's still a lot of teams out there, but you can't have all of them. So I assume there's going to be a number of teams.
Yeah, correct. I mean, so basically what we'll do is once the NCAA announces their fields and for the regionals, which on the men's side is 81 teams, and on the women's side, I believe it's 72 teams. We'll just go. We'll have a committee, and we will pick the next best 18 teams.
Awesome.
And we'll have different. We might go straight off the rankings to pick like the next 12, and then we might go, you know, and pick a team from a conference, you know, a top team who's had an extraordinary year, and invite them. So we're still kind of figuring out exactly how we're going to invite the field, but. For the most part, it'll be, you know, a lot of those teams that were on the bubble that didn't make it, at least they'll all have an opportunity to get into a national championship and compete. And then we'll be able to reward a team that's had an outstanding year from, like, maybe a low D1, you know, a major or low one D1
yeah.
conference.
I think that's awesome.
There will certainly be some teams that probably decline for whatever reasons, budget, kids leaving, who knows. But I feel confident that we'll be able to get 18 teams that want to play in a postseason championship of some sort. And I'm looking forward to it.
I bet, Lance. And I always introduce you from Golf Week, but you're also, what is your title now with the NGI?
I'm the tournament director.
That's awesome. So I've got something else to call you now, the tournament director for the NGI.
Yeah.
How much was this needed in college golf?
It's really needed because college athletics is changing so much, and what we're starting to see is college golf is turning into, I mean, on the women's side especially, if you're not in a Power 5 conference, your chances of getting in or getting at least to the championship is very, very low percentage.
Wow, okay.
And there are so many teams that have invested in their golf programs that just can't compete with all that money that these Power 5s have. And so now they have an opportunity. So if you're a Missouri Valley Conference team or a Horizon League or someone like that, and you put some effort into your program, putting that effort might not be enough. But now this gives them an outlet to actually, okay, if we don't make the NCAA, if we're not in the top 80 or top, you know, 65 or whatever, maybe we could be in that next grouping and have a shot at playing in this. So it is very much needed because who knows where college athletics is going to
sure.
be in the next 3 to 7 years. And it could turn into something where, you know, if the NCAA breaks away and divides up, I mean, here I am sitting with a college championship that we might have a few years under our belt, and we might be able to run a championship for all the mid-majors or all the low D1s
cool.
that don't have the opportunity. So it's very much needed, put it that way.
I agree with you 100%. That's very cool. Well, in another upset, Mike Small continues to get, contracts here at the University of Illinois. I can't figure out why. No, I'm kidding. As you know, and I always kid with Coach Small, but, you know, I know didn't have the kind of success this season that Illinois fans are kind of used to, but I know he's got a pretty good team coming back, and he just continues to do it, doesn't he?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the last couple of years maybe would be, by Illinois golf standards and Mike Small, certainly not what they wanted to accomplish, but most schools in the country would take what they've been able to accomplish the last few years. So, yeah, he's got players. He knows how to coach. He gets the right kids into his program, and they're always going to be a threat to make the NCAA championship and compete at the, you know, for a top eight spot to get in a match play. It, as long as he's doing what he's been doing, they're going to always be around.
It's kind of funny, Lance. Not many other radio stations in Big Ten university areas would have, you know, what you're doing with the NGI, that's right up their alley, right? And for us at Illinois, it's almost as though, well, I'm going to talk to Lance about this tournament, but I hope Illinois is never in it.
No, neither the men or women. The women have gotten so much better. Too,
yes,
correct?
They have.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's right. It's a team that's probably not going to be in it unless something weird happens in the next few years.
Totally agree. Yeah, Coach Sloan has done a wonderful job with the women's program, and it's been awesome. All right, just to wrap up with you, how about the Open? How fun was that? Now, I had money on Rory, so it wasn't that exciting of a Sunday for me, but to watch Cam Smith do what he did on that back nine on a Sunday at a major, Lance, to birdie five straight holes and go out and shoot a 64 to win that thing, I mean, that is just disgusting in a good way of how good he was to get that done.
Yeah, I mean, he's been trending this direction. I mean, you know, remember at the Masters, after, you know, he won the Players' Championship, and then at the Masters he had a good showing. He's been trending this way. He's a superstar-type player. He's not afraid to shoot really low numbers in big moments, and that's what he did. And the other thing, though, you know, a lot of people don't like it when you're watching a major championship and you see guys getting the 20-under par to win. I mean,
agree.
But at St. Andrews, it's just cool. It's cool to watch. It's cool to see. You know, guys driving green. Just to see the ball roll 100 yards like that, how it's just really cool. I wish they'd go to St. Andrews like every 3 years.
But I agree.
You know, that would be really cool.
I think it would be cool, and I don't think I would ever get tired of it. Like, I love the Ryder Cup more than any event, Super Bowl, anything. I have said that, stated that for years. That is my favorite event. But I feel like if you did it every year, you would obviously lose the luster. I don't know that having a tournament at St. Andrews every 3 years would lose the luster for me, because I love the romantic side of it. It's the home of golf. And you know, you don't normally get the kind of weather you got. I mean, normally they are battling conditions, and it's just fun to watch. It's just awesome.
Correct. Every 3 years, you could have, you know, 8-under might win one time, and then you might get 22-under. So, yeah, the conditions can be so severe, so drastic, and change from year to year. So I think that would add to it. So, yeah, I would vote for every 3 years.
I'll close with this, Lance. When the LIV was coming on, I texted you, and I said, hey, would you have anybody there that would want to come on and talk about this? And you're like, I don't know that they do. I know what it is. We all understand what it is, but it's almost like an annoying fly in my office that I can't get rid of. Like, I'm a PGA guy, and this LIV is coming along, and I know that I shouldn't. I'm not against anybody making money. I'm not against that.
No.
Like, I'm not like, oh, well, you stink. You're just because you're going to go make $6 million. But again, it's almost like that fly I can't get rid of. I just keep every day. It's like something new on the LIV. Now it's Charles Barkley.
Yeah. You know, this is one of the strangest sports debate topics that I've been, that I can recall, because we could literally talk for a half an hour on this and neither one of us is probably going to be wrong.
Right.
The thing is you can't fault these guys. These guys have been playing golf. And professional golf has all been about making the cut to make money, and that's
good call.
That's just been what everyone has accepted. But a lot of these guys are the show. I mean, the PGA Tour markets Bryson DeChambeau. They market Phil. They DJ. These guys want guaranteed money, like a basketball player, like a guy who's sitting on the end of the Bulls bench might make, you know, $20 million guaranteed,
mm-hmm.
and he might not play that much. So that's what these guys were after for years. That's what they wanted to see. Sure, they get some of that endorsement deals, but at the same time, and so now, I mean, you can't blame them for doing what they're doing. And then they're playing for three times the amount of money on a weekly in a weekly event. So it's just crazy, the amount of money. So you know, we've seen rules officials jump over there as well. Now we got Barkley and we got David Faraday. I mean, I don't know. I mean, there's going to be more guys, you know, just this week, you know, Jason Kokrak and Charles Howe. And if there isn't a guy that paints the PGA Tour picture more than Charles Howe,
he's
been out there 25 years.
Wow.
Everybody likes the guy, but, you know, he can go get guaranteed money for life now.
Mm. And I know there's the political side of it, too, of where that money's coming from. And that's the rabbit hole I don't want to go down. But obviously a lot of people understand that, too.
Well, here's the thing, though. This is the thing. It's not going away.
Yep.
There's going to be more players go and more players that people are going to be shocked that they're going to go. Mm. And they're just going to have to figure out a way to coexist and figure out a way to make it work, because that money is not drying up anytime soon.
Good call. And I know Ernie Els, I didn't read the story, but I saw Ernie Els thinks that the LIV and PGA can work together on things. I need to read that, I guess, to see what is. But
well, they need to try to figure out a way. I mean, the biggest thing I've always said is let these guys be on the PGA Tour. Just tell them they have to meet the minimum requirements.
Good call.
Advance, and they can play both.
Good call. I agree.
So, I don't know.
My last thing, do you think, and it has for me, unfortunately, and I hope that it goes away, do you think it's tarnished a guy like Phil Mickelson?
Well, probably, you know, not in my eyes.
Okay.
But in a lot of people's eyes, probably. And it's same with DJ, same with Bryson, same with Brooks. I think so. I mean, that's just the way some people view it. But you know what? In 3 or 5 years, we may have a different opinion on the whole
good
thing.
Good call.
Or the people, that they may have a different opinion. So I don't know. I mean, I've talked to some people who've actually been to the live events, and they said they're fun. There's a lot of excitement. You know, it's a different vibe. They have, you know, it's new fans like it. New fans are going saying this is cool. But the old golf fan, the traditionalist, they might not like it. But you know, it's a shotgun start. They got music blaring. I like about it? It's exactly like a college event.
Right.
It's 54 holes. It's shotgun start, and there's a team score.
That's cool.
That's college golf. They're playing college golf all over again.
Isn't that funny? And I bet a lot of people, including me, have not even realized that. Like, I never put those together. Wow.
Yeah, it's the format and the way it's ran, because they do have teams, and they have a team score, and the team winners get prize money as well. And it's a shotgun start, 54 holes. It's set up exactly like college golf.
Interesting. And the plane ride looked awesome, by the way.
Oh, my gosh. The plane ride looked better than most people's night out in the bar.
Right. Well, listen, I will be in touch with you about that Illinois-Indiana game, because
absolutely.
Yeah, if we are able to figure that out, then I'll definitely use your work on the ground over there to get us in a spot.
Yeah, I know every body in town when it comes to restaurants, bars. We can find a good spot to set up and have a good time.
I tell you what, my dad taught me well. You got to know the guys that know the bars, and Lance Ringler knows them. So I'm doing well, man. Hey, Lance, it's always great to visit with you. I know this was kind of a spur of the moment yesterday when I texted you, but great information as always. I always love visiting with you, and we'll do it again soon, my friend.
Absolutely. Look forward to hearing from you.
Okay, buddy. That is Lance Ringler from Golf Week. He has just been a great friend of the show for a lot of years, and I wish I remember, Trevor. I remember one time stating, like, I wish I knew someone that I could talk college golf with. Like relate it to Kevin Wheeler with the Cardinals. You know how we have certain people that we can turn to. Adam Rittenberg, when it comes to college sports, who'd be a good guy, by the way. We need to get him on one of these days. But I remember saying, you know, with Illinois' success, and I hate that I always just bring up the men's program, because Renee Sloan who was maybe the most decorated female golfer in Illinois history, has done a wonderful job with that program. But I just was sitting there wondering who it would be. And someone, I can't remember who, someone told me you should get a hold of Lance Ringler. And I did, and he's been a great, just, you know, guy to lean on all these years when it comes to this. And congrats to him. Now, if you don't think that he is well-respected in the college game of golf, all you have to know is that he's the new tournament director for this NGI.
That's a heck of a thing.
That is.
He's in charge of basically the NIT.
That's amazing.
I mean, I know that isn't, you know, the most prestigious postseason, obviously, but that's a huge undertaking for just to be selected as the director of that.
And I loved how he said, he's like, well, I got a buddy out in Arizona that's at this beautiful golf course, and I just think it's wonderful, and I'm excited for Lance. And I know he's talked about this, not with me, but I know I watch him on Twitter, and I know he's wanted this for so many years, and to be able to get it is just a wonderful thing. And again, that said, I hope Illinois is never in it, because I hope they're always in the NCAA and never have to get into the NGI. But I guess if there's that one year, it at least gives the Illini players, both men and women, a chance to go play in another event at the end of the season. All right, next hour, we're going to kind of go over 24/7 sports. Basically said all of the their writers that cover the team, basically gave their predictions on how the Big Ten football races would end in the East and West. So I want to go over that. I mean, look, it's not like we're going to shock anybody where Illinois is or where Ohio State is, right, or where Wisconsin is. But I want to go over that a little bit, and I even highlighted, like, some of the teams Illinois will play, and then they ranked the top.
I am Dr. J.
That was my fault again. I don't think it is actually
my fault. I don't think it was your fault, but
I think something's happening. We'll hit a button here at the break. But it's one of those where they rank, like, the top eight offensive and the top eight defensive players in football, and I highlighted that too, like, okay, Illinois is going to be facing this guy, they won't have to face this guy. So we'll go over all of that, and then Derek Piper from the Peach Jam at 5:30 is going to join us. And again, as Trevor said, as a programming note, Cardinals baseball on really early tomorrow. Like, we would only have a show for like 22 minutes, so we just decided it's not worth it on a Friday. You and I are going to try to be human beings and get an afternoon off and just enjoy a day. So that's what we're going to do tomorrow, but of course we will talk to you again on Monday.
Week zero line is out.
Is it really?
For Illinois, Wyoming.
Can we? Okay.
We can hit on that as well.
That alone is worth a tip of a drink. When we come back, since we're not doing a Friday, I'm making the executive decision to do the drink on Thursday, and we'll do it to the fact the line's out. I can't wait to hear what Illinois is. I assume they're a favorite. Maybe.
Text in your guess.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Of the spread.
217-359-2255 without looking. If you've already looked, then, you know, it's not worth it, but Illinois, Wyoming, the line is out. Send in your guess as to what it is on the U of I Atlanta Lake text line. And again, thanks to Lance Ringler there on the Dick Van Dyke Appliance World phone line. Great stuff with Lance. All right, we're back. It is The Drive.
Baseball's best rivalry returns to Busch Stadium for a midweek series August 2nd through the 4th. Catch the Cardinals and Cubs series with great seats remaining starting at just $10. Or enjoy the game like a VIP with an all-inclusive ticket in one of Busch Stadium's premier club areas. That's August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. The Cardinals and the Cubs at Busch Stadium. Get your tickets today at cardinals.com.
Hi, I'm Marianne, Prairie Gardens plant expert. We're often asked how to fertilize containers in outdoor garden beds. First, in a container, they're going to use a lot more nutrients, so a slow-release fertilizer is an excellent choice. Sometimes even you need to use a watering-in fertilizer on top of the slow-release fertilizer. In flower beds, I like to approach that differently. I'd like to incorporate compost into the soil, and it's a very gentle fertilizer, which is great for new plantings. Prairie Gardens, we're here to answer all your garden questions.
Tapman's Towing is looking for you. If you want a career with a great local company, it's Tapman's Towing, paying top dollar for experience. If you have an excellent driving record, good oral and written communication skills, are willing to work hard and want to be paid top dollar, visit tapmanstowing.com. Tapman's is looking for CDL drivers, record drivers, and dispatchers. Work with a local company that rewards hard work. Tapman's Towing. Visit tapmanstowing.com to apply today. Tapman's
Towing. Baseball's best rivalry returns to Busch Stadium for a midweek series August 2nd through the 4th. Catch the Cardinals and Cubs series with great seats remaining starting at just $10. Or enjoy the game like a VIP with an all-inclusive ticket in one of Busch Stadium's premier club areas. That's August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. The Cardinals and the Cubs at Busch Stadium. Get your tickets today at cardinals.com.
I'm Kofi Coburn. When it comes to facing my opponents on the basketball court, that's easy. You know what else is easy? OSF On-Call Urgent Care.
That's right, Kofi. When you need care for minor illnesses and injuries that's easy to get when and where you need it, OSF On-Call Urgent Care is your MVP. Walk in 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day, even holidays, or connect with a virtual visit 24/7, 365 days a year. Visit osfoncall.org/urgentcare.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.